This week, the renewable fuel standard came under the microscope of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, many of which spoke critically of the mandate. At a joint hearing of two House oversight subcommittees, numerous lawmakers and witnesses questioned the need for the RFS. In his opening statement, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, who chairs the subcommittee on health care benefits and administrative rules, said he wants to see immediate repeal of the RFS.
This is a classic example of why you shouldn't do that, why you should let the marketplace work. And I look forward to hearing from our witnesses. I hope our witnesses will just say, we never should have went down this road in the first place, and the best thing we can do is get out of it as quickly as possible. And short of that, maybe there's some other remedy, but this is, again, just a great example of why you don't let a bunch of people in Washington think they're smarter than everybody else start some program that winds up creating all kinds of problems.
Jordan's requests for that specific kind of witness testimony were, for the most part, reflected in the statements of the witnesses. Biofuels groups were publicly upset about the lack of any representation on the witness panel. They said that stifled their side of the argument and made the hearing lack a complete discussion of renewable fuels policy. What the hearing didn't lack was interesting discussions between lawmakers and witnesses. Georgia Republican Buddy Carter said he was concerned about what ethanol could do to marine engines in his coastal district. In exchange with EPA's Chris Grundler, Carter pointed to the differences between engine breakdowns on land versus water.
It's different when you get broke down in a boat than when you get broke down in a car. It's a big, big difference.
I completely get that. I've been stuck out in the middle of Lake Michigan.
Well, and you ought to be stuck out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, I've been there too, sir, but not stuck, fortunately.
I have been, and I can tell you, it's not a good feeling.
Grundler did note at the hearing that with the multi-year RFS release late last year, the EPA hopes the RFS is back on the right track.
The law requires EPA to issue annual standards for four different categories of renewable fuels. We also established the applicable volume of biomass-based diesel, commonly referred to as biodiesel, that will be required in 2017. With this final action, we believe the RFS program is back on schedule, and we're determined to keep it on schedule.
Under the law, next year's renewable volume obligations under the RFS would need to be finalized by November 30th of this year. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.